This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Winds are ready to work through a lot of the issues of the day today. People front and center in your ear. That would be me, Doug Steffen. Also, the lovely Jay Kirshner. Is that sexist if I say you're lovely?
No.
Yeah, lovely.
Well, okay. At least I'm not offended by it.
We have the lovely James at the controls in our studio in Dallas, so we're zooming away here to discuss the issues of the day, the events that people are talking about, and the people that people are talking about. From the good news department, here's a person who survived strong currents, 18 hours at sea, and the only way this 30-year-old man survived was to cling to a soccer ball. He was on a beach vacation. That's sort of like Castaway, right? Remember the movie with Tom Hanks?
Exactly like it.
That was a basketball, but close enough.
A volleyball, yeah. And he
volleyball? No, it was. Yes. Was it a volleyball? Yes. Castaway? I thought Castaway was a Wilson basketball. I think it was. There's something to check when we get into the groan and moan department. Okay, let's check this out. At any rate, this fellow spent 18 hours holding on to this partially deflated leather ball. He was in the Aegean Sea, which, if you don't know, is on the east side of Italy. And he was rescued 15 miles away from where he, fell off the ship? Is that what happened?
No. He was just hanging out on the beach.
Really?
And the current was so strong that it ended up pulling him out. And he was by himself for a little bit. And then just as he was losing his energy, all of a sudden the soccer ball starts floating out towards him. And he grabbed onto it. And here it was some kids a few days earlier, or maybe like a week earlier. These kids were playing with the ball near a beach somewhere, and the ball floated out into the ocean. And so the ball had already been in there, and it was almost like just as this gentleman was kind of really losing his battle, all of a sudden the soccer ball floats out, and he held onto it, clung to it. A helicopter who was searching found him. Unfortunately, his friend has yet to be found, but he 18 hours. Clinging.
So they weren't swimming, they were just on the beach, and the water pulled them out? That's really weird, if that's the story. He wasn't swimming at all? He wasn't out in the water to be pulled away?
Yeah. But
he was swimming.
He was in the water, but he was towards the beach.
Ah, okay. Swimming towards
the beach. He's probably out further from the beach, like not just, you know, ankle deep or something. Mm-hmm. He's probably out further. But
okay. Cut that part of it. Speaking of tourism and travel, there has been a list released of the highest risk countries for travelers, not because they're dangerous in terms of violence, but because they're dangerous that in terms of the COVID situation. The Center for Disease Confusion has added 5 additional countries to the category of areas with the highest risk right now for COVID. My God, is this ever going to go away? Let's see here. The following countries are on a list. If you're planning on traveling to Colombia, don't. Traveling to Paraguay, don't. Traveling to Iraq, huh? Who the hell wants to go to Iraq? Anyway, don't go there. Kosovo, which is in southeastern Europe, the site of lots of fighting and battling. That in Macedonia, the same areas. So anyway, those are the 5 additions to a list of countries that have been peddled about, if you will. Tourist destinations. The Dominican Republic is on the list already. Peru, Bolivia, Guatemala, Morocco, Mexico, Dubai. So don't go to any of those places. I don't know why. Well, people used to go to Mexico a lot. Americans used to go. There were 3 or 4 places on the west coast of Mexico. People used to look at like Cabo. People don't go there much anymore because they don't like the violence and the business of everything getting clogged up because of the illegals that are hanging around. So And there's something about Dubai. I'm intrigued by going to Dubai. I'd like to just look at what a lot of other people are talking about. I don't know that it would be my kind of place because I don't go to places just for, I don't go to have a luxury experience. Nice to have it. But traveling around, seeing what's what. Every day I get a list from what's called Discover and or Discover.com, and it has different locations of places. I had a list I was looking at yesterday of places that you would never think to go, but going there would be a fabulous experience. And it's just, you know, there's so many wonderful places on this planet to see, so many different experiences to have, that before you clock out, you ought to take as much time as you can to travel around, not only because it's fun, but it's a way to see how other people are living.
Yeah. And
that's one of the things that has come of all my travels. You see how other people have tolerance, maybe patience. This is a, we think of ourselves as kind of the rule. This is the shining light. This is, people want to come here because it's so different than any other place on the planet. And it is. It's amazingly different here in lots of different ways. We moan and we groan and we complain and we do all, oh, this place is terrible, it's awful, blah, 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 I want to move somewhere else. Well, you know what? Really and truly, when you've been to as many places as I have, and I don't mean to sound like a Jerkelberger, but, well, all in that, there are plenty of things here that ought to be different, don't get me wrong, in the real world, the best world that we could create. But there's a lot of stuff to see here and do here. I was talking to somebody yesterday about taking a trip to Italy, a fellow who is an American who was born in Italy, and he's found a house for himself on the west coast, of a house that he's going to buy for $400,000, and he's going to rent it out on Airbnb when he's not there. But he wants to spend more time there. He has big family in Italy. He goes over there two or three times a year for a couple of weeks each time. His name, he's so Italian. You know, you run across those people, Jay, he's just so Italian. Like, there are people who are so English or maybe so American. At any rate, it's good. So staying away from those places because there is a COVID problem. Other COVID items, there's a thing floating around this week, and we'll talk about this with Dr. Ken on Good Day Health this week, how people are risking the getting diabetes and cardiovascular problems after you've had a series, what do they call it, long haul, long COVID.
Oh, yeah, long COVID.
Yeah,
it seems like
right.
More and more people are getting that, too.
Yeah, getting it, keeping it, having it. Yep, right, exactly. And then now there's this new thing that's developed, and who knows what that's going to amount to. I don't want to talk about it much because I don't think, you know, it's, I think we've way overdone, or the news media has tried to way overdo the business about monkey pooch or monkey, whatever it is, monkey car. What is it called?
Monkey pox.
That's right, too, yeah. A lot, much to do about nothing, as far as I can figure out. 14 after the hour here on the Doug Stephan Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. The situation with the Ukrainian First Lady in mind, an interesting presentation she made to Congress. We'll talk about that after this. Time for a visit from the star of the show. It's, remember, you probably don't remember this, Elizabeth. There was a TV show called Star of the Day. Star of the Day, who will it be? Serenade for Elizabeth Miller.
You have such a beautiful voice.
Thank you. Calitrin is the focus, not my singing. Elizabeth is one of the counselors at Calitrin that is in the know and helps so many people who are trying to figure out what to do.
We do get a lot of the same questions over and over again. The number one question we get is, can I take this if I'm on this medication? The answer is always yes. It does not interfere or affect with any medication at all whatsoever. 1-833-TOP-LOSS. Or again, you can go to toploss.com.
And use the discount code Doug when you check out for that free shipping. Calitrin info at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites. bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm sorry, I can't operate on that vehicle.
But, Doctor, you took an oath.
That RV, it's my son's RV.
Oh, Doctor, isn't there anything you
can do? I'm not a miracle worker, Sheila. I'm an RV surgeon, trained to save the lives of large injured recreational vehicles, which is definitely a real profession.
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
All right, 17 and a half the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Today is the 21st of July, so we're two-thirds of the way through the seventh month of this year. Christmas in July on the farm this weekend, by the way, Jay. You want to come?
Fine.
We have Mrs. Santa Claus.
Pictures, please.
Yeah, Mrs. Santa Claus will be there. Speaking of the Mrs., First Lady from Ukraine, Olena Zelenska, presented some pretty horrible images of young girls and boys who've been killed by those bastards from Russia and their missile attacks. She addressed Congress. The question, when she held up this picture of this young boy, how many children like him will we see before this is over? Pleading for help from America. They all want to come here. They all want to ask for our help. And we're fairly willing to give them a lot of help, but we're not doing the ultimate, and that is popping off Putin. Does it sound as simplistic? People say, well, it's more complicated than that. What's more complicated about it? Get rid of it. You don't know who's behind him, but whoever is behind him isn't going to be, it doesn't have the same psychological bent. Many of the people who are behind him, as with other despots, are there because they have to be there. That's the only way they survive. So getting rid of him, as far as I'm concerned, is the number one priority, and she presented that case. Meanwhile, talking about the Russians, apparently there's a new Brittany Griner mural to underscore her and her situation in Russia. It was unveiled in Washington last night. It wasn't just about her, though, Jay. It looked like it was about Americans.
Yeah, the Americans detained abroad. And a lot of people are talking about Brittany Griner. She is kind of the most notable one right now.
Right. She's the poster girl or the mural girl.
Even Brittany Griner has mentioned when she has read a letter and to the president and the government, and she even mentions everybody. Please save all of us. Please save us. And this mural also identifies all of those people.
So what's the way to do that? That's the question. Okay, yeah, we can talk about the artwork can present a story. We know the story of Brittany Griner. And, yes, there are others who are in that situation in other countries, China.
Altogether, including Brittany Griner.
Yeah, okay. So then what are we doing about it? This is where you see the real paucity of leadership here. We don't have leadership that's working on this. People will say, well, the president's working on it or the administration's working on it. Okay, what are you doing? You can say you're working on it. Those are meaningless words. What are you doing to fix the problem? And there's no real straight answer. Right? Are there?
I haven't seen any straight answers.
No. So it's she's there on drug and espionage charges, so interesting to see it's very frustrating. She could be in prison for 10 years for doing nothing. And that's the outrage that you're dealing with. That's the kind of a country that we're dealing with these days. Was Russia always like that? Russia used to be worse. It's had a long, from the Tsars to Stalin to Lenin to Khrushchev, you can name any number. That seems to be the Russians love to have despots to be led by these curs, this sort of person. All right, food for thought. 21 after this, the Doug Steffens Good Day program.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The reason why COVID-19 is still a very important issue is because of two reasons. It's a changing disease. It's a very different disease than it was 2.5 years ago. You're not going to have the personal protection that you need. The other big concern about COVID-19, why this can't go away, is because of long COVID.
All Good Day Health podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 after the hour, the vehicle for conversation is the Doug Stephan Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. So here's the story, a couple of actually sports stories, including what Carl Nassib, you know who he is, N-A-S-S-I-B? He's an NFL player, and I'll tell you why people are talking about him and what he's saying right after this.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code GREAT for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code GREAT. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code GREAT for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code GREAT for a $5 bonus.
What is going on conversationally, social media-wise, trending? A couple of athletes here. Carl Nassib, the first one, because he was the first NFL player to come out as gay. I thought there were players, football players, that had come out as gay before last year. He was interviewed and explained his decision to do it. He said, I needed a positive push and present myself in a positive way. He'd like to think that we've grown up enough so that it wouldn't be big news that some guy who plays football is gay, right?
Who people love, they love. It doesn't matter what their occupation is.
Right. So you got to wonder how many gay wrestlers. I remember seeing something once about all the gay wrestlers that there are, how many gay basketball players there are. Well, come on, grow up. It's so you're gay. What's that? I don't want to take a shower with him. Really? Why do you not want to? Oh, he might do something that would be embarrassing. Yeah, okay, right.
Well, like, how selfish and vain can you be? Like, you might not be this person's type. And also...
Right. Thank you.
Nope, like, people don't... People do not just go around, like, molesting people. Come on.
Yeah.
Unless
all right.
Bad people.
LeBron James, Kobe Bryant, others. There's a big card auction. And there's a... Is a, what is this? A one-of-a-kind card containing jersey patches from LeBron James and Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan. $3 million?
Uh-huh. It's a triple one, all on one card. And it's going up for auction. And the auction closes August 6th, so we'll see how high it could possibly go. It could sell for $3 million. I would almost think that something kind of rare like this with LeBron, Kobe, and MJ all together, I almost would think it would go for more than $3 million. But that just goes to show how active I am in the card collection.
Bidding starts at $750,000. I don't know who set that. But at any rate, there'll be people who have money that want to. There's one of these LeBron James cards sold for $2.4 million recently. And that only had three patches of him. Right? So look at this. You put these together. You wonder how they get them. Who creates this? So good luck, bidders. All those of you listening to the program, auction closes August 6th, 28 after.
So what day did you say?
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star Medicated Ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
So joining us, Elizabeth Miller, who is one of the superb counselors at Calitrim. When you go to toploss.com.
Right now it's a buy three, get three free. So that's when you buy that proven 90-day supply, you're getting 90 days free. Everything that we manufacture is manufactured in the United States. Supplement companies are not regulated by the FDA. Our facilities are inspected by the FDA. Whenever you make a claim or whatever's on your label, you do have to fit within those FDA guidelines. We actually go above and beyond that and even have a third party that tests it for quality and purity because we want to make sure that what we're saying is in the product, is actually in the product. Our business is family owned and operated right here in the United States. Toploss.com, or you can call us toll free. It's 1-833.
If you work remote, Staples has you covered.
A mid-mod desk chair to rejuvenate my ho-hum workspace.
Staples has you covered.
A place to put my papers so I can be more productive.
A storage cabinet that I can roll out of the way on weekends.
Staples has you covered with remote workspace solutions. And now get 25% off storage and filing products, chair mats, decor, and lighting with the purchase of an office chair or desk. Explore solutions for your remote workspace at Staples, the working and learning store. 972 in-store only.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United States killed the leader of Al-Qaeda, Ayman al-Zahari, in a successful counterterrorism operation that took place in Kabul, Afghanistan over the weekend. President Biden on the drone strike.
For decades, he was the mastermind behind attacks against Americans, including the bombing of the USS Cole in 2000. He played a key role in the bombing of the U.S. embassies in Kenya and Tanzania. He carved a trail of murder and violence against American citizens.
Osama bin Laden's right-hand man, he was also responsible for 9/11. With the Remember in November midterm elections less than 100 days away, voters in Arizona, Kansas, Michigan, Missouri, and Washington State will vote in primaries for key offices today. And in the case of Kansas, decide whether the state constitution protects the unborn baby or the mother's right to destroy the life. USA Radio News.
This is how we do every day. We be grinding. And if you want to come and text us,
if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
This is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
As the United Kingdom looks to replace Boris Johnson after his resignation, Liz Truss, a right-wing politician of the Conservative Party, is currently the favorite to become Britain's next prime minister. The 47-year-old entered Parliament in 2010. Senator Joe Manchin, the Democrat from West Virginia, for his career has been a proponent of not raising taxes during inflation. Now that the United States is officially in a recession, he's jumping on board to spend a ton of money that numerous watchdog outlets say need to raise taxes that include those earning less than $400,000 a year. The about-face comes after a meeting with Democrat Senator Chuck Schumer in a closed-door meeting that neither man will disclose what happened. The Tax Foundation and Americans for Tax Reform both say taxes will increase with the Democrats' spending bill. Manchin on Fox News defends himself with denials.
They're wrong. It does not raise taxes. And I've said this before. I said all we did was close loopholes, if you heard. First of all, in 2017, the tax rate, corporate tax rate, was 35%. It went from 35 to 21, 14% reduction. All we're doing is basically saying the largest corporations in America that have $1 billion of value or greater have to pay a minimum of 15% to help this great country. That's all. I don't think anyone in West Virginia thought that anyone could get by with not paying at least their 21%. So we did not raise taxes. We've closed loopholes. That's all we did. I made sure there was no tax increases in this whatsoever.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Stephen's Good Day Show.
From the Good News Department, Jay, this teenager who found a woman's purse and the woman gave him $17,000. A lot of people offered him a big reward. His name, Adrian Rodriguez, found the handbag in a Ralph's lot in Chula Vista, California.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcast.
34 at the hour now. Good day to you. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm Doug Stirrer along with Jay Kirshner, who's here. Jessica, in fact. Jessica and Dudley here together. Dudley's my given name. Jessica is Jay's given name.
Law firm.
Come see us if you're being thrown out of your home. Right? Here we go. Out. So today's the 21st of July. There are a lot of things going on as usual today. I have no tolerance for people I have heard over the years listening to other talk programs. People, oh, not much going on today. Let's talk about the same old thing. There's so many things. The world is so full of exciting and interesting and distressing things that are going on. I don't know what category this comes from. In England, there are two people apparently who are facing
facing off, if you will, to replace boring Boris as prime minister. One of them is a lady named Liz Truss, who is the foreign secretary. The other is the chief financial minister of the government. His name is Rishi Sunak. My money is on Truss for all kinds of reasons. Some of them obvious, some of them not so obvious. There's another person named Penny Mordaunt, who's a long shot candidate, but I don't know that she has that. I think there's more energy behind this Liz Truss than anybody else. Be interesting to see. They've already voted five times in order. That's how the system works. Kind of fun to watch what goes on, if you will. So they have about a month to gain support from the Conservative Party members. There are people who are dues. They have, not like here, you don't have to pay dues to belong to the Republican or Democratic Party. Or at least not from my experience. You just are declared a Republican or a Democrat, or I wish there were some other party, because there are other parties in England, but they don't have any, you know, they don't have any weight. It's really always between these two. The problem then that England is having is the same as a lot of other problems, but it's worse because they get out of the European Union. What a bogus. And the reason they get out was a good reason. The things I remember starting, or at least being involved in these conversations, I have a couple of friends who are talk hosts in England. I used to put them back and forth on a guy named James Whale, who's really a character. And he and I have been friends for years, and I put him on from time to time to talk about some of these things. And if he could get a straight answer to a question out of him, it was always interesting for him. He was on the conservative side, as talk radio in England is moderately conservative, taking a page out of the American book. And then if you have shows like, they call them breakfast shows in England. They don't call them morning programs. They're breakfast shows. And they take on lots of different things, but they always have almost all of them have segments on politics and politicians and stuff, not unlike what we have over here. And the main item of interest is the connection that Britain had to the European Union and why they wanted out. They wanted out because the problems they were having taking in, it was the last stop for all the people who were illegal immigrants coming from all over the world, and they would filter their way through. You know, the Middle Easterners would come when the war in the Middle East was a problem. They would come, they'd filter up from Greece through Turkey and then get into mainland Europe, and then they'd end up, you know, somehow getting to London and getting into England. Caused a huge problem. We have a huge problem here with illegals, but because England is so small, population is larger in the cities. One of the great things about England is that when you're on a train or you're driving, once you get out of the city, you're out into the country. There's no, like, they don't have suburbia. They have cities, and they have nestled home developments around the cities, and then you're out in the farm country. Mm-hmm. And there were a lot of people who were, you know, just kind of squatting in the cities. Birmingham, Manchester, they didn't much go to the west. They pretty much went north. But anyway, it was a huge problem, and the Brits were sick of it, and that's why they wanted out, because they thought if they got out of, you know, not well thought out, let's get out of the European Union, and then all these people won't come here. Well, guess what? They get out of the European Union, and the people are still coming. So it is a huge problem. Huge problem if you don't travel there. England's still a wonderful place to go and visit and spend time there. There's a side of me that always wanted to have a farm in England, but it just is. It's,
that would be cool.
Oh, yeah. Everything's so damned expensive there, though. Wow.
Yes.
Speaking of farms, Knott's Berry Farm is going to implement a new chaperone policy. Over this past weekend, there were a bunch of fights there. Why would you go to Knott's Berry? I mean, there's nothing about Knott's Berry Farm except having lots of boysenberry, having some fun. There's a lot of stuff going on at Knott's Berry Farm. So anyway, the new deal after the fights this past weekend, looks like, Jay, if you're under 17, you need to have a chaperone with you who's at least 21. That's an interesting. I wonder if you could apply that to other places where there is organized mayhem. You can't get in if you're underage without somebody who's at least of age.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's happening a lot more places. Like, there's this one, it's a kind of a tourist location, Opry Mills Mall in Nashville. It's right by Gaylord Opryland Resort.
Yeah.
And they have had to implement, because there had been some issues, and it started happening so much that there's actually police officers that at a certain point of day, I want to say it's maybe 4 or 5 p.m., they set up shop and have a table at every entrance, and they check IDs, and they give wristbands to anybody who is underage who needs to come in with an adult, so that people, or no, wristbands to people who are of age or whatever, and anybody underage has to have a parent with them or somebody who is 21 or older, and they're not messing around anymore, because so many of these kids are just unsupervised and causing a ruckus.
Does that happen at Disney, the Disney parks too, or does it happen at other places where there are some regional, you know, like these, where you see them, where, especially they're being occupied now, the heat wave, all these splash centers, sometimes they call that, these big places where they have outdoor slides and swimming and stuff like that. I would think that would be a place where, especially.
I don't know, because how much does it cost to get into Knott's Berry Farm? I've never been.
I remember when I brought my kids there when they were very young. I've been there for a long time. I bet that the pass would be around $40.
Okay, because, yeah, Disney, I feel like, is so expensive.
Ah, crazy expensive.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. It's crazy.
But you're not just going there to loiter around.
No. So anyway, Knott's Berry Farm setting the tone for chaperones. You can't, and how many people are they limiting the number of people in any one group? And how would you really know if there was a group? Everybody going by themselves.
Well, but also the whole 17 and younger, and you need somebody 21 and older. There are some 17-year-olds who are friends with 21-year-olds or who have older siblings who are 21. It just seems like, okay, is that really the age gap that is going to suffice this?
But the code of conduct there, I mean, come on, this is a park that has things for young children, not necessarily for older people. I remember, I remember going there with my two children. Megan was, I guess, probably around maybe 8. Brendan was probably 5 when we went. She wasn't much older than that. If she were here, my daughter and my grandson are visiting this week. They've been out late at night, so I figured my aunt said, I want to go on with you and Jay. He knew it was you. I said, okay, come on in. Well, I haven't found him his way here to the microphone yet. But they've been to Knott's Berry. They live in Los Angeles. They've been to all these places. You'd like to think you could. Is there any place that's not safe? I mean, that is safe? Everything seems to be, there's always a chance of a problem everywhere. Come on, folks. Let's have some fun.
Can't we all just behave and get along?
Exactly. There's, now that we've mentioned that, here we have another problem. The Starbucks folks, earlier this week, we talked about closing 16 stores because they're in bad neighborhoods, and the police don't seem to be able to make the neighborhood safe, so they're going to close those down. The first one was on, wasn't it in, out in Seattle, I think, someplace. So the new CEO, who was the old CEO, who was the CEO before, he's been CEO.
Who's now like an interim CEO.
Right, yeah, 3 times.
Not that's not murky at all.
No, Howard Schultz, and he was the founder. Anyway, there have been stories around, floating around, that there are going to be more stores that will close because they're in bad neighborhoods. And if they're in bad neighborhoods, they're probably not going to be profitable. So that makes good sense in a manner of speaking. The CEO, Howard Schultz, said, Starbucks is a window into America. Yeah, in parentheses, expensive America.
Right? It's like, the nickname is $6 for a reason, because your average drink costs at least $6. But also, I feel like, far be it for me to want to take away jobs from anybody, but in today's world, not as many people are going to Starbucks. There are more people that are trying to get other coffees or making coffees at home. And we just
don't
need a Starbucks on every single corner.
All over the place.
Corner.
Well,
within
there are
a mile
Dunkin' Donuts stores. I can't believe this many people drink coffee. I never had a cup of coffee in my life, so it's foreign to me. People will drive into a place, a Dunkin' Donuts, every time you go buy a Dunkin' Donuts, and they're on every corner here. They're all over the place. I think there are 14 Dunkin' Donuts in my town. 14 of them. And, you know, you drive through and you get a cup of coffee or whatever it is, a donut. I don't know. I don't. That's not my
thing. Yeah, why does Tentown need that many of any one thing?
They're all over the place. Wow. Yeah, there are a couple of McDonald's here, a couple of Burger Kings in this town, you know, on each end of town. But this Starbucks on every corner, and then the Starbucks are in the malls and in expensive places. Dunkin' Donuts are just everywhere, all over the place, every neighborhood in town. So, but they're closing stores because they think that their employees are in danger as well. Never mind. And they, what this has, I was talking about how wonderful America was before, but this is not, this is a blight on America. This isn't good for America to have these sorts of things going on with the homeless in the bathrooms at Starbucks, that kind of stuff. And it scares the employees. I understand that. So, anyway, more Starbucks to close, it would seem. 46 after the hour. Problems at Sesame Street. Say it again, Doug. Problems at Sesame Street. Let's see if we can get to that after this.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
On that vehicle.
But, Doctor, you took an oath.
That RV. It's my son's RV.
Oh, Doctor. doctor, isn't there anything you can...
I'm not a miracle worker, Sheila. I'm an RV surgeon, trained to save the lives of large injured recreational vehicles, which is definitely a real profession.
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms.
What would you do with extra money this summer? Fill the tank? How about a vacation? During Staples Fuel Your Summer Sweeps, a Staples Rewards member could win one of five $5,000 Visa gift cards to use for, or maybe, every $50 spent in store automatically earns you an entry. Not a rewards member? Join today and enter Staples Fuel Your Summer Sweeps. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Open to legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C., 18 and older, ends 8-6. Visit staplesconnect.com/fuelyoursummersweeps for complete rules and eligibility.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Farm and family time at 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jay and I are going to celebrate National Junk Food Day today. Junk Food Day, celebrated every year on July 21st, dedicated to the foods that people snack on. If you're a cheater, then you probably like to go to the junk food, right? You're on some kind of diet, like we were just talking about Calitrin. And now the day comes, nobody's looking. I'm going to Dairy Queen for a fried chicken, or go to KFC for that. Yes. Right, exactly. All right, so this started in the 1950s with the advent of junk foods. What would have been? Junk food's actually a deliberate or a definitive Pleasantville reality after World War II. One of those things that you could almost would have predicted as America changed the way it lived so dramatically. But going back, the first fish and chips store, I love fish and chips.
Oh, fish and chips are amazing.
Isn't it great? Back to 1860 in Oldham, England. And then, let's see, 1896, Max Seeleff from Berlin invented the first automat serving, you know, fast food, basically, simple food. Mm. 1902, Joseph Horn and Frank Hardart, the Hardart Markets in New York City. Anybody who's been to New York City knows the name Hardart. That started in 1902, fast food, local stuff, like White Castle. I always think of New York and White Castle together, but actually, White Castle started in Wichita. Did you know that?
Back in 1921. I didn't know that.
Yeah, there you go. And let's see here, Krispy Kreme. What would the world be without Krispy Kreme donuts? That started in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. See, I'd rather see a lot of Krispy Kreme stores around rather than Dunkin' Donuts.
I rather just see mom and pop shop donut shops.
Yeah, there's a even better.
My husband's, I don't eat donuts, but my husband's a big donut person. And
is he?
He even says that Krispy Kreme, it tastes more like fluffy cake rather than donuts.
It doesn't taste like a real donut. I like a honey glazed donut once in a while. Blueberry honey glaze. Those are great. And then let's see here. National Junk Food Day. 1953, McDonald's opened the first franchise. Look at what that's become. You talk about an American identity.
Mac, the golden arches, the delicious fries. Yes, please.
In a moment, we're going to talk about some farmers who built a way to beat the heat wave. You'll enjoy this story right after this.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
All right, for those of you who are hot, if you're on the farm, you might want to take note of this. Not everybody has a lot of bales of hay around, but on the average farm like my place, I'm looking at this thing, wow, this is a great idea. You just take you build a wall of hay bales all the way around and put a plastic tarp in the middle of it, fill it up with water. There you go.
Boom. Nice little wading pool.
Yeah. So this happened, I'm looking at it. This was in England, actually, right? That's where they did this. But great idea no matter where you are. You just get it. Now, I know this is about food, family, and farms. So the average person's not going to be able to do this because you're not going to have bales of hay. But for those of you who are listening who are on the farm, you got some bales of hay around? This is a wonderful idea. I'm going to do this. Yeah.
All the more reason to support your local farms. Become friends with farmers. Then you can wade in their hay bale farm.
Take a long walk on a short pier. Throw it over the hay bales. In Lockahatchie, Florida, a horse farm and animal sanctuary on hard times. Maybe he's going to have to shut down if he doesn't get some kind of help. Delmar Farm takes care of lots of rescued animals. It's in Lockahatchie, about 60 miles from, I think, Orlando, if I'm not mistaken. So they got dozens of animals there. 16 horses, mini horses, ponies, horses, big horses, that sort of thing. Donkeys, pigs, sheep, goats.
Dogs.
So they must have a GoFundMe page, don't they?
Hopefully, because they need to be saved. Right. Animal sanctuary. Yep. Save them.
Exactly. Save it. All right. There it is, the story of Delmar Farm at 59 past the hour.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.